Morning, Mazel Tov to David. Lovely wedding. Shakur. Okay. All right, so we got up to yesterday. We're on Tariq Bet. I'm heading Tariq Bet. Amud Aleph. We're starting on the Amud. Right? And we just in Vain Lomela Obarin, Shemar Bulomelomi. It's Vain Kavaila Klalash, Shemar Maikov, Gdokava El. So we've seen that the Yaakov is to curse and Om is a child. Vain Bar Ela Torah and the Bar, where Rashi told us on Amud Aleph, on Amud Bet yesterday. That Vain Bar Ela Torah, Shemar. Right, we've got the pasuk over there. Nashku var penyin af v'tovdu derech piyivar ki matapo ashrei kol chosei vo. Okay, so that was the one day. Remember, let's just quickly remind ourselves what we're talking about. We said, Amar b'chane bar bizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida, kol ha-monei ha-lachal pi talmid. Anybody who doesn't teach Torah, in other words, prevents a child, a talent from learning, afilu ubarin shebema'ei imo mekanel Torah. He's cursed. Oh. He's cursed even Slicha Mati. Okay. He'll be cursed even by the children the features in the womb will curse him. Shamonea Bar Yekavuhu. We're proving now that Bar and Yekavuhu and Lo'om all mean children will curse him because of Torah. Okay, V'aim Bar Trash Demar Nishku Bar opinion af. Okay. That is the opinion of Rabbi Chana Bar Bizna. And Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Ula Bar Yishmael Omer. That what do they curse him? Menakavim oto kichvara, right? That basically that they will poke him to turn him into a sieve, into a strainer. In other words, they'll puncture him. We've seen this concept before in the Gemara plenty of times. This idea of being cursed, like being made not punctured, full of holes. And the idea over here really is that he'll become full of holes, so that he'll become an empty person, right? If you're full of holes, you can't retain anything. So you thought that you knew everything, you weren't teaching anybody else. Exact opposites. The middah keneged middah here, you become punctured into lots of holes, that everything falls out of you, all your Torah will go away. I think I read that somewhere. Kichtiv hacha, right? And how do we know that that's where he gets from? Because the pasuk says, right, we saw that pasuk already, monea bar yikvuhul, or we just learned that second ago, uvracha larosh mashbir. Right, next pasuk, that's yikvuhu. So the word yekev, right? Yikvuhu. And the next pasuk we quote over here is vayikach yoyada kohen aron echad vayikov chor bedalto. You see that? Vayikov chor, and he makes a hole. So the Gemara learns that yikvu yikov, then he makes a hole. V'amra Abaya ki uchle de kitzrin. Abaya says this on this concept. We've got three opinions here of what will happen. So the one is you'll curse him from the womb, and we saw the other ones to make him into puncture him like a sieve. And our bias is what are we speaking about? Ki uchli de kitzri, Rashi says, yeah, uchli de kitzri, kli shel kofsin. Right, this is a kli that like the dry cleaners use. Shumenu kavu mezalfin bo maim ala bagadim. That's basically like you spray water out of it. It's also got lots of little holes. The same idea that he won't be able to retain any of his learning. Okay, so now. The Gemara says the first. That was if you monea. Now, what about if you actually teach? So, if that's the punishment for not teaching him, what's the schar for teaching him? He'll get all the brochas like Yosef. What are the brochas of Yosef? Shenemar. Okay, that pasuk over there comes from the same pasuk just been quoting. We said monea bar yikvuhulom, that if you prevent the Torah, you'll be cursed or punctured, whatever the case was, right? And the end of the pasuk said uvracha lerosh mashbir. Now, who was the mashbir? Mashbir, not the mashbir that you got there down the road, right? But right, where does it come from? Uvracha lerosh mashbir, but ain't mashbir liyosef. The Gemara says shenemar v'yosef hu ashalit. The pasuk hu ashalit hu mashbir lachol yamaritz, right? That he was the one that provided food to all of Israel. He's called the Mashbir, and that's where the Mashbir comes from. The name of the Mashbir, the chain Mashbir, is what he provides all the goods to Israel. Okay. Right. Amar Rav Sheshet, Kol Amalamei Torah, B'Olamazes. Now, while we're on turning Torah, we're going to go back to Tchiyat HaMeitim just now. Don't worry, we haven't left anybody who's worried that we haven't brought enough proofs yet for Tchiyat HaMeitim. Be relaxed, it's all okay. More proofs are coming. Okay. Amar Rav Sheshet, Kol Amalamei Torah, B'Olamazes, Zocheh Umelamda, L'Olam Haba. Okay, so Shenemar, right, because we've got a pasuk over here, and the pasuk says, Nefesh Bracha Tedushan. Okay, so the translation, just give me an English translation, you have that whole pasuk, please, somebody.
He too shall be sated.
Somebody who?
And he who sates others.
Right.
Gamu,
right. Who, right. Who so those who sates makes him satiate. He gives enough over from right. He'll become satisfied as well. Umarve gamu yure. Amar Rabbi minayin etchiyat amayin. Okay. So that's the pasuk over there. Look at Rashi there quickly. Umarve. Rashi says, "Mi shemarve et talmido b'devar halacha." He who bait like says satiates his talmid with varlacha gamu yure lamaba lishnachir. Rashi says. Umarve is lashon more. Okay, not from satiates, but lashon more from teaching.
Changing
it's a playing around. Yeah, mare from lashon more. He's not saying that you read it mare. He says from the lashon mare, and we see that very often that the lashon, the like we had like kayam, and we had mekuyam. We had with heaven and kain. Remember. Oh, that wasn't here. The Netziv explains on Breshit, I'm confused, sorry. The Netziv explained on Parshat Breshit that he says Kayin and Hevel, right? He says Hevel, the Torah explains that Hevel was your Etzon and Kayin was Oved Adama. And he says, well, what's the Chiddush here? Wow, we know what Kayin is. Kayin comes from the word Kanui. That Kayin, Kuf Yud Nun, comes from the Lashon Kanui. He was bought, he was owned by the land. He was Eved Adama. Right, that's what he means when he says that he was Kanui. So you see, Kain, Kuf Yud Nun, and Kanui, Kuf Nun Yud, they go together. So often you can have it around, the same idea. Okay, so now we carry on. Okay, so now the Gemara says as follows. Now we go back to what we've all been waiting for. Amar Rav, minayin etchiyat hamayit min haTorah. How did etchiyat hamayit from the Torah, right? Shneimar, so we've got another passage now. Yechir Ruvein v'al yamot. So we've got a passage here. It says, Yechir Ruvein v'al yamot, v'hi metav mispar. So Ruvein, right, so what does it mean? Yechiru v'em al yamot. Yechiru v'em al yamot. Zev al yamot b'lam ba'a. Ravina says, no, we got another makor. He says, miyacha. Right, and there he brings another pasuk from Daniel. We're going to see lots from Daniel today. V'rabim mishenei admat afar. In fact, the truth be told is, this is the best pasuk. I'm not saying it. I think the Gemara itself, you'll see that this is the best pasuk of the lot. Because this pasuk taka says, V'rabim mishenei admat afar yakitsu. Right, all those who are sleeping in the dust will get up. Right, eile lechaye olam veeile lecharafot lediron olam. Right, I pronounce it right, correct? Yes. So the difference is some will get up lechaye olam and some lecharafot lediron olam will basically be disgraced. So you see that those are going to get up and those are going to get up. There's no rush on that, right? Rav Ashi Amar Miacha. Rav Ashi's got another pasuk. He says like this, also from Daniel, Vata lech laketz, v'tanuach. Okay, so go rest, v'tanuach. V'ta'amod legoralcha laketz. We know this pasuk, Rav, it sounds familiar from cemetery, from funerals. Vata lech laketz, v'tanuach. V'ta'amod legoralcha laketz yamin. At the end of the day, you'll get up as well. Another good makor, right? This is Rashi, right? V'ta'amod l'goracha l'ketz yamin. Look at Rashi there, v'ta'amod. Rashi, the last wide lines. Right? Ramazlo sheyamut. V'ya'amod l'achar mikin l'ketz yamin. L'ketz sh'atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'achzir yameinu l'fanav. Sh'arei heshiv achor yameinu. So he says, go lie down. It's proof. He'll wake you up at the end of the days. Right? V'ta'amod l'goracha. Right? V'ta'amod l'goracha. Okay, so now Amar Rabbi Elazar. Now we got a Rabbi Elazar now. I actually counted them. Let's see how many there are here. We have, I think, 14. I see I marked off here. 14 Ma'amarim of Rabbi Elazar, one after the other. Okay, some of them will do Tchiyat HaMayit, not all of them will do Tchiyat HaMayit, but one after the other now, 14 Ma'amarim of Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ko Parnas Shemanhig Ratzibur Benachat. Quite amazing about this, right? Ko parnas shemanhig et hatzibur benachat. In other words, parnas, a person who looks after the financial well-being. But a parnas is more than just that. In Jewish communities, the parnas like the leader of the community, he looked after the community, made sure it was good, he looked after the money, he raised money, chevra kadisha, gemilut chesed, all that sorts of things.
Gentleness.
That's right, benachat. Yeah, shemanhig et hatzibur benachat. That's exactly the nekudaya is. He does it benachat, zoche umanhigam leolam haba. Right? Why is it the nachat that gives him that zchut? Shenemar. Because the pasuk says, lo yiravu v'lo yitzma'u v'lo yakeim sharav v'shemesh, ki mirachamam Right? In other words, he looks after everybody. Mirachamam yena game, va'al mabue mayim yena halem. Right? So kim rachamam yena game, because from his rachamim, and mabue mayim means like springs of water. Right? We have the springs of water. Look at Rashi. Mirachamam ba'olam hazeh yena game ramaba. Okay? So he learns of, yeah, these mabue mayim yena halem is like the springs of water in Shammai. So the calmness of the water there, he'll be looked after. Amar Rabbi Elazar, gedola de'a. What is de'a? The person has da'at, right? So great is knowledge. Why is knowledge so great? Shenitna ben shtei otiyot. Right? Look at the pasuk shenemar. Right? Look at the pasuk over here. He says, al tarbut rabu gva gva yitzeh. Ki el de'ot Hashem. So you've got el on the one side, and de'ot, and da'at in the middle, and then Hashem on the other side. So you've got Hashem on either side of Da'at. That shows you how great Da'at is, right? The Da'at should now be in Shtei Otiyot. Shnimak Eldr Hashem. V'am Rabbi Elazar. Now the third one, the third one now. Gadol Mikdash. The Ben HaMikdash. Shenitan ben Shtei Otiyot. The same idea, right? Because you got there, Pasuk of Yisrael, Tivyem B'te'emu HaNachlatcha, from Az Yashir. Machon Neshivtecha Pa'alta Hashem. Mikdash Adonai, Kunu Yadecha. So you've got Hashem, Mikdash Adonai. Okay, so some idea, kunu yadecha. So there we got Deya and Da'at and Migdash are both Gedolim because they've got Shem Hashem on either side. So Matkler of Ada Karchina, right? What does he say? So that's the case, that because we've got Shem Hashem on both sides, it makes it Gadol. And Emata Gedolah Nekama. So to Nekama, right? Nekama here is vengeance, right? Look at Rashi, says Gadol Migdash, Chashuvu. He says Gadol, he says Chashuv. And look, Rashi, before that, Shnei Otiyot, Shel Shem, Kach Shamati. Rashi says, Kach Shamati. Look at this. Rashi, Lishnachrina. Another expression Rashi gives, Kol Shemot al Shenrin ba'alma, Tzvaot Otu b'tzava shelo, Karlu Otiyot Lashon Mufla. Okay, these are basically like armor in Hashem's armory, right? He says, Yeah, El Nekamot Hashem Kulafia, because the Pasuk there says as well, El Nekamot Hashem. El Nekamot Ofia. So you've got El Nekamot and Hashem. And then El Nekamot Ofia again. So you've got Nekamot is in the middle of El and Hashem. So that's his kasha here on Rabbi Elazar, right? Because if that's the case, if every time you've got El Hashem, Hashem on either side, you're going to tell me it's great. Then what you're talking about, the Nekamah is also great. And we don't want Nekamah. So he answers him, Samarle. So it looks like it's, I don't know who he's talking to, but it could be Rabbi Elazar, yeah? And you go Gomorrah say who's yeah, talking to who here? Rabbi Elazar answers him, right? To Rabbi Karchina, right? He says, Amale. He says, Lemil Tayachinami. He says, you know what? In the actual issue that you're talking about, you're right. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, yeah, Lemil Tayachinami. The Gedolah hi ukedeula. He says, you're right. There is some greatness here in the Nakama, in its context. And like Ula, what does Ula say? Dama Ula, Shtei Hofiyot Halalu Lama. Why have we got two Hofayot, yeah. Why? We've got the appearance here actually seems twice, but the pasuk itself, look at the pasuk, the whole pasuk, it says, El Nekamot Hashem, El Nekamot Hofia. Hofia is only once, are you right? But he says, but there's shtei Hofiyot. How are they? Achat, in other words, Hashem is Mofia, so to speak, Echad Lemidat Tova, Ve'echad Lemidat Puranut. Right, look at Rashi. Rashi explains it a little bit. He says, shtei Hofiyot. Dichtiv El Nekamot Hashem, El Nekamot Hofia. Vikatrei Nekamot V'chada Hofa'a. You see that the word Nekamot appears twice, and Hofa'a only appears once. But Tarvayu, right, in both of them, V'dami Kamand Ika, Akol Nekama Unekama, Chada Hofa'a. You've got to read the whole passage together, that you've got the Nekama Letova and the Nekama Letova. Look at Rashi. Chad Letova, what's the Chad Letova? Shel Yisrael. Where's the Nekama Tova Yisrael? She silek shchinato miumot haolam. He had nekama on the goyim that he took his shchina away from them and gave it to Am Yisrael. Ubal Yisrael v'kari le nekamot mishum de tigmul tovu. Okay, she zachu le shchina al shamru naasev nishma. Unekama says Rashi hanu tigmul. So nekama, what does it mean nekama? Nekama is the result of something, right? There's nekama based on an action. This is nekama, is love dafka bad. Nekama is the repayment. So the repayment could also be in a positive aspect. You can have nekama chiyuvit, right? That's the nekama of that. V'achat the puranut lo dei kochavim shenifra mehen yom adin. They'll pay for it for the fact that they didn't want the Torah. I'm in Perik Kama Lemsich Rav Zora. Nokem Hashem u'bal chemal akum. Shubatzmo u'bichvodo nifra mehen v'haynu hofa'a. What's the hofa'a? Hashem Himself will mofia lidrosh adin from the goyim. Won't be done through any third party. It'll be Hashem Himself. So, enachinami nekama here in its context can also be something great because it's nekama in the positive sense of the tigmul to Am Yisrael. Rabbi Chaim Rabbeinu, the Amar Rabbi Lazar, now the fourth Rabbi Lazar. Amar Rabbi Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo De'ah. So we just saw this a second ago. We saw De'ah and Migdash go together, right? They're two good things because of El Nekamot. He says Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo De'ah Keilu Nivna Beit Hamigdash Beyamav. Remember, Migdash and Da'ah. Remember, he told us in the first one and second one, Migdash and Da'ah. So here they go together. Sheze Da'at Nitan Men Shtei Otiyot. Veze Migdash also Nitan Men Shtei Otiyot. So they go together and they're going to ask. Amar Rabbi Lazar, the fifth one. Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Da'ah. The same idea. Anyone's got Da'at, remember the idea, Da'at Torah. The person has a deep knowledge, right? Lesof Mitasher. Nice one, eh? This is a segula for Osher from learning Torah. Okay, Shenemar, what? Basof min hasher, basof. Okay, everyone's got his own sof, I suppose. Eh? If it isn't, if it isn't over yet, it's not the end. Okay, right. So this, okay. No. Poor mitasher beosher. No. Poor mit a pasuk that we're speaking here about osher money, not anything else. Straightforward money. Given the pasuk in a second. Right, because the pasuk that he brings over here, this pasuk is a pasuk from Mishlei. Uvedat chadarim yimalu kol hon yakar v'naim. This is quite simple. Uvedat, Rashi says, look at Ra'at. Uvedat mimnei hadat malu kol acharim hon. Because of your knowledge, the room's got full of money. Right. V'amir Rabbi Lazar, 6:1. Kol adam she'ein bo de'a asul rachem alav. It was Amaret. You can't have Rachamim on Amaret. Why? Shenemar. Look at this pasuk over here. It says here, "Bivosh ketzirat tishbar nashim ba'ot berot uta ki lo ambinotu." This is an uneducated nation. Al kain lo yirachamenu. Don't even yirachmonas on him. Okay. Ve'yotzro lo yechunenu. Can't have any chanun either, right? Rachum v'chanun. No mercy. No whatever you translate chanun. Favor, right? Don't have any favor in them, right? V'am Rabbi Lazar, the seventh one. Kol noten pito l'mishein bodeya. Anybody gives his bread to a person who's in Amaret, hasn't got deya. Yisurin bain alav. On the guy who gives the pita, right? So if you thought just don't have rachamim, it's one thing, but don't even support him. Shneimar. Because here we got another pasuk here. Right? This pasuk comes from Ovadia. Adagvul shlucha kol anshei b'techa, yisiyucha yachlu lecha anshei shlomecha. Lachmecha yasimu mazor tachtecha ein tfuna bo. So we'll see in a second. I'm going to explain in a second. Lachmecha yasimu. Right? So Rashi says over here, b'shvil lachmecha. See that Rashi is a little bit different than Dibra Matchil. It says b'shvil lachmecha. Shenatate lemi she'ein bo de'a yasimu. Because you gave it to him, yasimu mazor tachtecha. You're going to get mazor. And what's mazor? Two mazor tachdecha ot everat and the ain mazor ele yisurin. When it says mazor is yisurin, how do we know that? Shneimar vayar Ephraim et cholio veYehuda et mazoro. So Ephraim saw his choli and Yehuda his yisurin, his mazoro. V'am Rabbi Lazar the eighth one now. Kol adam she'ein bo de'ah l'sof gole. Okay, do you see the importance here of learning? Shneimar, right? Because we got that pasuk over here. The pasuk comes from Yeshaya, says Lachen Gala Ami. Why did I send them into Galut? Mi bli daat. Because never daat. Mi bli daat. For Amar Rabbi Lezer, another one, the ninth one. Ko bayit she'ein divrei Torah nishma'im bo balayla, eish ochalto. So if isn't Torah at home in your home at night, then fires will consume you. Shneimar, right? And that pasuk over there comes from Iyov. Ko choshech tamun litzfunav. Okay, so the Tzfunavia we'll see here in the hidden, that's when there's no sun. Tochlehu Esh. Okay, Lonu Pachiera Sarit Boalo. So Kochoshech Tamun, look at Rashi. Kochoshech Tzfunav, Kol Laila Tzafun, Venechba Mimitzfunea Torah. Right, they basically, it's hidden. The knot is hidden from Torah. She'ain't divrei Torah nishmin b'oto bayit. It's not Torah written. So then we will have a case of Eish Tochleh. Look at Rashi. Tochleh Eish lo nofech. Ze isho shel gehenom she'ain tzarich nifuach. You don't need to there's a word in English that I don't know. How do you say?
Stoke
the fire. Thank you. Right, you don't need to stoke the fire. Right. Eish lo nofech here. Okay. Okay, Srid Boalo. Look at Rashi there. Yerah Srid Boalo. Mi shera b'enav sheyesh sarid boalo. Okay, basically, he's back of it. And ain't sarid el tamid chacham. Right? Ki shenemar ubesridim asher Hashem kore. V'amar, but that's the 10th one. Kol she'enu mahane tamid chachamim minechasav. Right, this is a good one for guys who are collecting money, right? It says, Kol she'eino mahane tamid chachamim nechasav. It doesn't help tamid chachamim. In other words, better them from his own nechasim. Eino roe siman bracha le'olam. He himself won't see any siman bracha. Shneemar, ein sarid lochlo, al ken lo yachil tuvo. And ein sarid, what sarid? Eile tamid chachamim. Shneemar, ubesuri basher Hashem kore. Okay, so basically, if you don't help Tamil Chachamim, you won't get any mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Eleazar, the 11th one. Kol she'eno meshayer pat al shulchano. He doesn't leave a little bit of food on his table. Look at Rashi there, meshayer pat. It's on the Tosfot side of the daf. So just read literally till the end. Kol she'eno meshayer pat al shulchano. Eno e siman b'chalab. Somebody wants to see siman brocha. She'neimar ein tzirid lochlo, al ken lo yachil tuvo. Same passage we just saw a second ago. Look at Rashi there. So at the bottom here, kol shenu mesher pitin, the tzarich leshayer, k'nichtiv achol v'hotar. Right, you got to leave a little bit of food. You mustn't like wipe the table clean. Okay, right. I think it's the idea is just to show probably that you aren't too desperate, right? You got to leave it. You have a munah that there'll be more food afterward. But the Gemara's got a bit of a kasha here. Rabbi Lazar says you mustn't leave food. On the other hand, we got a maamar of Rabbi Elazar. Maamar Rabbi Elazar. Kol hamishayer petim ashulchano kilo oved avodah zarah. On the exact contrary, anybody who leaves some petim crumbs on his table, like oved avodah zarah, shenemar, right? Because look at that pasuk over here. That pasuk comes from Yeshaya also. Vatem ozvei Hashem. Who are those who abandon Hashem? Hashchechim et har kodshi. Who are they? Haorchim lagad. They lay the table. They lay out. We'll see. Gad is in avodah zarah. Shulchan hamemalim, and they fill up their tables. Lamni mimsach. Also, not about avodah zarah. Rashi will explain that in a second, right? So the exactly the opposite we just said. Now, a second, look at Rashi there at the top of the amud. Shechein osin shemenichin shulchan aruch. They lay the table b'machal u'mishteh. They as if it's full with food and drink. L'shem ota avodah zarah shekorin gad. It's called gad. The top of avodah zarah. U'memalim kosot. Shemerkachim nesuchim la'avodah zarah, and they fill up glasses of like mixtures of concoctions, right? La'avodah zarah by cocktails, right? La'avodah zarah sheshma mini.
Many.
Okay, no, not many. Mini.
Many.
Right. So that's a kasha here on Rabbi Elazar, right? So the Gemara says lo kasha. Had ikesh shleima b'hadai, had the leikesh shleima b'hadai. All depends, right? Look at Rashi. Ha. The Kaaba Rumi says, Asur, Dikeshlem Bahadai. That's when Shemevi Shleim Elachar Sheachal. He's already eaten, and then he relays the table again with full of food. And he puts new food on the table with what he left over. It's obvious that he's doing for Avodah Zorah. So his leftovers are with new foods, right? And Ha, Baha, when we say that it's Mutar, the Leike Shleim Bahadayu, the Mezumanin Laani, right? And there, that's a different case. He's leaving a bit of food at other. He has the answer. So that the anim can also come and take a bit of food. And there, it's obvious there's not love. I mean, the 12th one. Kol ha-machlif b'diburo. Look at this. Kol ha-machlif b'diburo ke'ilu oved avodah zarah. Right? The only thing ha-machlif b'diburo Rashi. Meshane b'diburo shelo yeh nikar. He changes the way that he talks so that he shouldn't be recognized. Right? The obvious case is... we'll see in a second, is Yaakov when he tried to steal the when he had to get the brocha from Esav, right? Because he's said, I call Yaakov, I don't Esav, right? So he actually never changed his voice. But that is, don't present yourself as who you are, right? You can probably spend the whole day on this, but anyhow, look at Kitivacha, the one passage by Yiti Be'enav, Kemitatea, that was Yaakov himself, said to his mother, right? I'm going to look like a ganifer, like I'm a liar, like I'm a deceiver, I'm misleading him. Uchetiv hatam, hevel heimem aset atuim. Right? That pasuk over there of Kafe comes from Yirmiah. Hevel heimem aset atuim. Ba'et pekudatam yovedu. Right? So guys who change, who deceit. Rav Amrav, so basically we see that he didn't want to be kemitatea, Yaakov, by changing his voice.
No, I think it means inconsistency, not voice changing.
In the way that you behave, not necessarily, but in behaving, yeah, in behaving like who you aren't. Right.
Ketocho kevoro.
Right. Rabbi Lazar. Right. Rabbi Lazar. The third one. Kol mistakel be'erva. Right. And we're speaking about a married woman. Right. If you look at her erva, kishtonin eret. Okay. So kishtonin eret over here basically means that his own male organ will be shaken out, right? The woman in eret, right? Emptied out. In other words, he won't have any anything to do with it. Shneimar, arei taur kishtecha. Kavam Rabbi Elazar, the last one here, 14. Lo'olam havei, right? What's it? Kaval v'kayam?
Kavel
v'kayam. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says here, kavel, havei anav v'tichye. Right? If you're an kavel v'kayam. If you're an anav, you will live. And then he says there, Rashi, kavel lashon afel. Right? Asat mecha afel v'shafel. The words, belittle yourself, right? Don't be haughty. Right? Am Rabbi Zaira, af anamitanina. We also say, Rabbi Zaira got his own vort on the show. What does he say? He says over here, beit afel, ein potchin lo chalonot lirot nigo, shma mina. There's a halach, right? That, look at Rashi quickly. Beit Afel, kenega nir ali bebayit kativ, right? Kenega nir ali bebayit. When the Kohen comes to check the Nagaim in the house, if it's dark, he doesn't open a window to try and get some sunlight. What he sees. Okay, in other words, he doesn't let the light in to brighten up the place. He looks at it in a humble way, right? Bektiv, demashma nir ami meila, what he sees. Ve'od ikhtiv li, ve'lo le'ori, nimtza she'afalto hatzalato. You see that? The darkness, the less haughty, the more modest approach is what saves the guy. That's his salvation, right? The cause mancha ain kohen ro oho and metame ben again. Because so long as the kohen can't see, it doesn't metame him. So the kohen doesn't look for light to be bright. In other words, your salvation. Exactly, remain below the radar. Very, very right. Keep it right. Mitachad haradar, tiye mitachad haradar kol hazman, shelo yigalu otcha, right? Am Rabbi Tavi, off the grid. Am Rabbi Tavi, Am Rabbi Yosha, ma dichtiv. Rab, what's the pasuk? Now we finished Rabbi Lazar's. Am Rabbi Tavi, Am Rabbi Shoishia, ma dichtiv, right? We got a pasuk of lots of psukim this morning. Sha'ol v'otzer racham, eretz lo sova, o sava, mayim, v'esh lo amra hon. Right, so Sha'ol here, Sheol means like the deep, the depths, right? So Sheol v'otzer racham. So the depths and the ceasing of his womb. So Sheol here is referring to the grave. And otzer rechem means stopping them from being born, right? The chimanyan Sheol etzer rechem. What is the grave here going to do with the womb? This is elolomar lecha. Ma rechem machnisu motzi. Just like the rechem. You put into the rechem the seed and comes out the child. Af Sheol machnis imotzi. So Sheol, you put into the grave and comes out. Okay, here's another makor for tchiyat
hameitim. Do they talk about Sheol a lot in this parak?
No.
Because Sheol is a very central...
Sheol HaMelech.
No, Sheol.
Sheol. Yeah, we speak, we just started about Sheol.
Yeah, it's a very central musag in the whole tchiyat
hameitim. Okay. So yeah, it starts. And the Quran says, "On dvarim kavachomer, umar rechem shemachlisin mu bechashai." When you put in the zera into the rechem, it's done secretly, without big fanfare, right? Aba motzein imenu bekolei kolot, right? And the child comes out crying, right? So it goes in very quietly, but comes out crying. Sheol, the grave, shemachnisin bo bekolot, because you make it as a noise, right? At the funeral, everyone talking and making saying, "Kadosh," and he spayed him. Ein odin shemotzim menu bekolei kolot. Shouldn't it therefore come out with bigger noise? Look at Rashi there, bekolei kolot. Hashem machnis azera v'motzi havlad. אף שאול מכניס ומוציא נכנע מת, רק שמכניסים בקולקולות, בבכי גדול קוברים את המת. So it's crying, you put the mate in, and then שמוציא לו בקולקולות, שנאמר ייתקע בשופר גדול. Okay, that will be תחיית המתים. מכאן, שזה גמורה, תשובה לאומרין, אין תחיית המתים מן התורה. If we hadn't had enough answers, he has another answer. ראה, תחיית המתים from the Torah. ראתנו ואליהו, צדיקים, שעת תפיני הקדוש ברוך הוא להחיותן. So now we've discussed back on תחיית המתים. So we've got a Talmud ואליהו, which says צדיקים, שעת תפיני הקדוש ברוך הוא להחיותן, that Hashem is going to in the future bring them alive, אינו חוזרין לאפרן. Right, what does it mean, אינו חוזרין לאפרן? They aren't going to die again. We saw מחלוקת about it, right? At the very beginning of this, we spoke Ramban, Rambam, right? Where the תחיית המתים is forever, or they will live for a period of time. So you can see definitely that this is going, like I think it's the Ramban, who says that Tchiyat HaMaitim, with forever, right? The Tchiyat, right, Olam Abba, right, Tchiyat HaMaitim, the Rambam says just Mani, and the Ramban says once they're alive, they're alive. So that's this Gemara over here. אינן חוזרים לאפרן, שנאמר, והיה הנשאר בציון והנותר בירושלים קדוש, יאמר לו כל הכתוב לחיים בירושלים, מה קדוש לעולם קיים. אף הם לעולם קיימים. Okay, so they all קיימים. Now the Gemara is talking, אם תאמר, so maybe not. Maybe this passage which was said over here in the name of דבר אליהו, והיה הנשאר בציון והנותר בירושלים קדוש, right? That is just... ואם תאמר אותן שנים, שני הקדוש ברוך הוא לחדש בהן את העולמו, שנאמר, ונזכר השם לבדו, ביום ההוא צדיקים, מה הם עושים? So if we say that these guys are going to live forever, we've got a bit of a problem. Because it seems to be a Masorah over here, that after a period of time, and we'll see Rashi says over here, that Hashem's going to, so to speak, renew his world. Okay, now destroy this world, and in this world not going to live forever, it's going to be for like, we'll see Rashi, look at Rashi. He says, ואותן שנים, ויהיה עולם זה חרב, אלף שנים, it will be destroyed for 1,000 years. So I'm not sure whether after 1,000 years or four, but if for 1,000 years it will be destroyed. So otan tzadikim hechan heim hoil v'enan nikbrim baritz. And now you're telling me these tzadikim are going to live forever. So where are they going to be in those 1,000 years that the world's being renewed when there's no world? Right, it's a real problem.
This is support for the Rambam.
So let's see, okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Gemara says, don't worry. There's a solution to where they're going to be. הקדוש ברוך הוא עושה להם כנפיים כנשרים. Hashem make them wings like eagles. ושתין על פני המים. And they will fly on the waters, right? And they will all be, okay. שנאמר, because we've got a passage that says, על כן לא נראה בהמיר ארץ במות הרים בלב ימים. Look at Rashi there, על כן לא נראה בהמיר ארץ. כשמחליף הקדוש ברוך הוא את הארץ, לא נראה לפי ש... We're not going to worry. לפי שאנו בלב ימים. We're out in the seas. We're floating around the seas. We don't have to worry about it. ושמת תאמר. So Gemara says, ושמת תאמר יש להם צער. But then maybe they're going to have צער in that time while they're flying around. You know, how long can you fly for? You can fly for a few hours. You know, even eagles need to stop occasionally. Right? So Gemara says, תלמוד לומר, don't worry. וקווי השם יחליפו כוח. Right, look at Rashi. שיהיה להם כוח לשוט, they'll have strength to fly around ולעופף בלי צער. That need pain, don't worry. Right, כוח יעלו. וקווי השם יחליפו כוח יעלו, עבק נשים ירוצו ולא ייגעו, ילכו ולא יעפו. They won't get tired, they won't get weak, they'll have strength, no problem. So the Gemara says now like this. Now we've got a kashi on this Tanit of Eliyahu. The first Tanit of Eliyahu, as we just saw a second ago, says that they'll be born, they're never going to die again. We've solved the problem, will happen during the time of the world. But maybe the Gemara says that these people we're speaking about, now we know Yechezkel, we're going to sit on Yechezkel today, he brought back a whole group of people to laugh. He says, but maybe that we must learn from Matim and Yechezkel. What about, look at Rashi. That they came, they were resurrected, but then they died again. Maybe it's not like Tanit of Eliyahu, that they're going to live forever. Maybe they'll only live for a while and then go back, right? That's like we would say, the Rambam would say that. Kach tzadikim shatidachiyot yachzu l'afar. They will go back to the afar. And Rashi says, kach shamati, look at this, Yechezkel iglahu nevuchadnetzar im yechonya melech Yehuda. So he was sent into Galut with the Yechoniah Melech Yehudah. V'haya Yecheskel mitnabe b'Bavel. And his nevuah took place in Bavel. V'Yermiah Bert Yisrael botan achat Yisrael shana shemalach tzidkiyah. And Yermiah stayed back in Israel. Now Rashi tells us this. I'm very honest with you. It's out of my depth why we had to know that. But we'll see now in a second what goes on. So now Savala, the Gemara answers. Savarla command Amar be'emet mashal hayana. The question now is this resurrection of Yecheskel. So this might be what Rashi is telling us. Maybe Rashi is telling us that the nevuah that a navi in Eretz Yisrael might have koach lachyot, but in Bavel hasn't got the koach lachyot. And that's what Rashi would tell us, that Yecheskel went to Bavel. His nevuah was in Bavel, and therefore he couldn't actually resurrect. Why do we say that? Now, it wasn't even a look here. Because look at what the Gemara says. Savala Kaman. So who? What's his opinion here of this Tana? Be'emet Mashal Haya. Now look at Be'emet, Rashi. Be'emet Be'barur. Mashal Haya. What Mashal? Shaya Meramez Lahem Ala Galut. Ka'adam Meit Shechozer V'chai. Kach Yisrael Shul Min Galut. That he never actually did Tchiyat HaMeitim Yecheskel. But his Tchiyat HaMeitim was a Mashal. Don't worry, just like you're going into Galut now, just like a person will be resurrected, so you will go back to Eretz Yisrael. It was like a Nechama. With the dry bones. According to this opinion, it wasn't really a Nevu, it wasn't really happened, it was a Mashal. Tanya, Rabbi Ezra Omer, Meitim Shehechia Yecheskel Amdu Araglehem Vamru Shirava Meitu. So the Tanakhama says Rabbi Lezer, the brightest says Rabbi Lezer, that the people that he resurrected actually stood up, and they sang, and then they died. And Ma Shira Amru, what was the Shira that said? What prose did they say? Hashem Emit B'Tzedek U'Mechaye B'Rachamim. God kills in with justice and resurrects with mercy. Right. So according to that one, actually he taka lived, and they died. Rabbi Yeshua Meir, Shirazo Amru, agrees with the Tanakhama. Rabbi Lazar says they also said, but what Shira did they sing? Hashem Emit U'Mechaye Morid She'ol V'Yal. Hashem kills, puts you down, and then resurrects you. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Emet Mashalaya. Rabbi Yehuda says no. So we're saying that when we said, Lamech in Benelaf Mimetim, right, and we said, Savala command Amr Bemet Mashalaya, who is that Ma'amar? That is Rabbi Yehuda. Right? It says, Emet Mashalaya. So the Gemara says for a second, stops the brighter. And Amar Rabbi Nehemiah says to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean, Emet Mashal? If it's Emet, then it happened. If it's a mashal, it didn't happen. It can't be emet and a mashal. They contradict each other. He says, "Im emet, lama mashal, im mashal, lama emet." Ela be emet mashal haya. That's what he wants to say. Don't think this was true. This was really a mashal. Right? Rabbi Lezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yossi, Agdil Yomer, Meitim, Shechia Yecheskel, Alun et Yisrael, V'nasu Nashim, V'holilu Banim Vanot. So he is of the opinion, Rabbi Lezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yossi, Agdil, that actually happened. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Betaira. Who's that? Rabbi, you got a full name there? Rabbi Yehuda ben Betaira, right? I thought I was wrong. Yehuda ben Betaira raglav amar ani mi b'nei b'nehem. He says, I'm the descendants of those people. Right? And look at this. V'halalu tfilin sheniach li avi abe b'hem. Look at Rashi there. He says over here, he says, mihem shotan tfilin ayu shleim. Mihem at tfilin. That I inherited from the great-great-grandfather. These were his tfilin. It's actually quite interesting because Yecheskel, if I'm not mistaken, I think that in the shrine of the book, they've got tefillin that actually are dated to the time of Yecheskel. They've got tefillin scrolls there, I'm almost sure, that are dated to the time of Yecheskel. It's quite interesting here that this is talking about Yecheskel resurrected them and their tefillin. And he showed the tefillin remained from the time of Yecheskel. I'm pretty sure, I'll check afterwards, right? Umani nu meitim shechia Yecheskel. So now the Gemara says, okay. So we see a machloket over here on whether they actually it was a mashal or whether it was a met. Right? So I said, umani nu meitim shechia. Who are these meitim? So I'm a Rav, Elu b'nei Ephraim. These are b'nei Ephraim, right? And why did he have to resurrect b'nei Ephraim? Shemanu lekeitz v'ta'u. They try to calculate when the period in Egypt would end. And they made a mistake and they were killed. Right? Look at Rashi there. V'ta'u. Shelo haya lahem limnot gzerat v'avadum v'inu otam ela min shenolad Yitzchak. You know, the whole thing of Brit Bana B'Tarim was 30 years before Yitzchak was born. Right? So the question is, and it says that for 400 years, you'll be slaves in Egypt. Right? Now we know only actually there for 210. Look at Rashi quickly inside. Da'aketiv kigeri yezarcha, right? Kigeri yezarcha arba'amot shana. That's what the pasuk there says. And it says, and when is that from? Ze Yitzchak. Dichtiv ki beYitzchak yikarei lecha zera. Kigeri yezarcha. Zaracha means from the time of Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was called Yozera, right? V'hei manu mishat ha-dibur Abraham. And they didn't know this. They miscalculated, and they actually calculated from the time that Hashem spoke to Abraham. So they miscalculated the end by 30 years. They were 30 years out. They were still 30 years to go when they said it's time now to leave. V'tanya b'ser olam, Abraham abinu b'sha'ash in debarimu ben abatarim, at the Brit Baratarim, ben 70 shanaya. U'mi ben abatarim, ad sh'olad Yitzchak, haya 30 shana. Right, Abraham ben 100 shana beholad beyveledo et Yitzchak beno. So we're 30 years. Nimtzeit omer mishli berimo ben mitarim ad shiyutzum mitzrayim ayu 400 ve'otan 30 shemin adibur ad lidat Yitzchak ta'u ben Ephraim. They miscalculated, and they calculated 30 years too soon. Uminyan shebene Ephraim hein, uminayin shebene Ephraim hein sheyetzu kodem zmanon, who Rashi says, shneimar bene Ephraim shutlach ve'argum ad shegat. We'll see in a second. So that was Bnei Ephraim. They left early and they were killed. Shneimar uvnei Ephraim shutlach uvarad beno v'tachat beno v'adah beno v'tachat beno v'zavel beno v'shifzevel v'shutlach beno v'azav v'dad v'argum and shegat hadoladim be'eretz v'chule. And they were killed trying to leave Mitzrayim. So those were the ones. And then it says, "Uchti vayitabel Ephraim avihem yamim rabim vayavo echav l'nachmo." Okay, and Ephraim, the father, was very miserable that they had left, etc. They came. Ushmuel Amar. So that's the first opinion. Who did Yechezkel resurrect? He resurrected Bnei Ephraim, because unfortunately they were killed by mistake. Ushmuel Amar. Who were the ones that Yechezkel resurrected? Ushmuel Amar. Elu Bnei Adam. Who are they? They were the children of people. She kafru b'tchiyat ha-meitim. All those children whose fathers kofer b'tchiyat ha-meitim. Look at Rashi. Ushmuel Amar meitim shechia Yechezkel. Elu Bnei Adam she kafru b'tchiyat ha-meitim. Shneimar avda tikvateinu. Right? Shneimar v'yomer alai ben Adam atzamot ha-ele kol beit Yisrael heima. Okay? Heinu mir shot v'tenu v'avda tikvateinu. Nigzer lan. Look at Rashi there. Atzamot ha-ele kol beit Yisrael heima. Atzamot halalu siman lechol Yisrael hein. He says, v'yomer alai ben Adam atzamot ha-ele kol beit Yisrael heima. They're everybody's. They represent the children of the fathers who were kofer b'tchiyat ha-meitim. Why? Look at Rashi. Siman kol Yisrael hein, she'atida lahem t'chiyat ha-meitim k'mo la'elu. In other words, don't, if you ever have a doubt, you can say, look at those children, they were resurrected. Right? So don't be kofer b'tchiyat ha-meitim. Right? V'siman zeh l'kol Yisrael. This is like the siman. She'gam hayim atidim l'achayot. Don't give up. V'lo min ha-din chayu. Right? Ha'amran ha-kofer b'tchiyat ha-meitim ein lo chelik l'maba. Right, it was those children. It wasn't from them. It wasn't their din. They weren't entitled to it. Elam Yishum Siman Chayu. He needed them as a siman to prove that there is such a thing as Tichat HaMaitim. Right, so it was like, what's like a mida kenegir mida? Rab Yerim Rab Amar, a third opinion. Who did Yechezkel resurrect? Amar Elu Bnei Adam She'en Bahen Lachluchit Shal Mitzvah. These are basically people who got no mitzvah, not even a drop of a mitzvah in them. Shteimar Atzamot Yaveshot Shim'u Devar Hashem. The word Yaveshot, right? And they were dry. They were the dry ones. Rabbi Yitzchak Napach Amar, who were they? Elu Bnei Adam Shechifu Et Ha'echal Kulo Shkotzim V'Remasim. He says these were the guys in Yechezkel's time that basically came in and filled the Ha'echal with Avodah Zorah. Right? Shneimar V'Avo V'Rev Hinei Kol Tavnit Remes U'Behemah Shekes V'Kog Lev Beit Yishol Mechuka L'Kir Saviv V'Chulei. Then it says, Uchtiv Hatam V'Havirani Aleihem Saviv Saviv. Right, look at Rashi there. V'avirani aleihem saviv saviv. There's a gzeirah shava here, because that first pasuk which we just brought, which was a pasuk from Yechezkel, says v'avo v'rehin mekol tamit remes v'emas sheketz v'chol gilei beit Yisrael mechuka. It's been engraved alakir on the walls saviv saviv. And then the next pasuk, that was Yechezkel chet yud. In Yechezkel amet zayin bep, when he resurrects them, he says v'avirani aleihem saviv saviv. So he learns like a gzeirah shava from saviv saviv to saviv saviv. Just like there, they were the Ramasi, they were the ones that created Avodah Zorah. The show to the ones who resurrected were Avodah Zorah. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, no, he's somebody else. Elu meitim shel bikat Dora. These are the guys who were killed in the valley of Dora. Look at Rashi there, just at the top of the Rashi there. Elu meitim shel bikat Dora. Shehemit Nebuchadnezzar yech Bavel al shayu yafim. These were beautiful people, Jews. We'll see in a second what went on here. And Rabbi Yochanan tells, where's Bikat Dora, this area Dora? The Likutei Rashi here, by the way, that says Bikat Dora is Shai Makum on the Pasuk Daniel. Right, Shai Makum. That's Rashi on the Pasuk. But Bikat Dora, where is it? Rabbi Yochanan says, Minahar Eshel Ad Rabat. I don't know if it's the Rabat of today, right? But it could be, right? So Bikat Dora. That is Bikat Dora. When Nebuchadnezzar exiled Am Yisrael, Hayu ben Bachurim, look how beautiful they were. Shayu meganin et hachama b'yofyan. In other words, they were so beautiful that they megane, so to speak, at the sun. In other words, they outshone the sun. Okay, that's how beautiful they were. Bayu kazdiot, the woman, the woman, the kazdiot woman, ro'ototan, v'shofot zavot, and they were basically, they were overcome with emotions, and they ran wild, right? Amrul Balhen, and they told their husbands, we can't control ourselves, the Balhen, the Melech, and their husband told the king, Tzivaha Melech Vargum, and this king said, you don't kill these guys, they're bad for us, they're not causing us, they're making my men unhappy. Vadayin, Hayu Shofot Zavot, and they continued, these women, right, still menstruating from being overwhelmed, right? Rashi says over here, that, וציבא מלך ורגום ועדיין שהייתה נראית זיו תערם וציבא מלך ורמסוס. Right, they still saw their bodies, how beautiful they were, and the king said, you know what, וציבא מלך ורמסום, and he goes and crushed them up into the ground, right, smashed them, we don't have any remnants. So תנא רבנן, now bearing that story in mind, okay, keep that in mind about these guys. Time we got a brighter. B'shach she'pil mukhatzet der harashayet Chananiah Mishael v'Azariah dekashan ha'esh. When Nebuchadnezzar threw the Chananiah Mishael v'Azariah into the furnace, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yechezkel, Hashem said to him, lech v'echya meitim v'kat dora. Now it's time to bring back those guys that Yechezkel crushed into in v'kat dora. Kevan she'echya otan, right, when Yechezkel resurrected them, ba'u atzamot, the bones of these people came, v'tapchu lo l'oto rasha al panav, and slapped this guy on his face. The bone. The Rashi's got an interesting take here on what the bones were. Look at Rashi. Valchulahim, they went to him, right? Ve'it Amri, there's those that say, Shemeotan atzamot hayalo keli, that Nebuchadnezzar had made vessels out of their bones. Ve'keshehigia sha'a shechayu, when it came time for them to live, tapchulo al piv, they smacked him on his face, kesherot said, he stopped him, he wanted to drink from the cup. The cup turned back into a living bone and smacked him. There's actually a nice thing here I saw in this morning in Robert's Gemara at the bottom, in the name of the Kotzke Rov. Well, he's got a nice take of that, but we haven't got time to get it. I can't remember it yet, but we haven't got time to get it. So he says, yeah, Amar, so now Yechezkel says, Mati van Shlelu, what's going on over here? Amrulo, Chavrehen, Shlele, Mechaye, Meitim, Bebikat Dora. This is a friend of those guys who you're sticking into the furnace. In other words, Chanani, Mishael, Vazariah. Patach, now Nebuchadnezzar was overwhelmed and he started singing praises to Hashem. V'amar, Atoi, Atoi from the word Otot, right? The signs. Atoi Kama Rav Ravin, how great are Hashem's signs. V'tamohi, right? Kama Tchin, and his Otot and Moftim, so to speak, yeah. V'tamohi, right? And his, how do they translate that? Tamohi, right? Give me an English translation there quickly. Slip my mind now. Tamoi, like it's ototu moftim, I think is the way it is. But wonders, thank you. Yes, kamat kifin machute malchut alam. Right, the wonders of the king of the world. Veshaltenei amdar vadar, and his shlita, his whatever will go on forever and every generation. So he started singing praises to Hashem. Look at Rashi there. Patach v'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atoi Kam Ravim Pasuku. Right, it's a pasuk. So now Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Yutzak Zaharvoteach Tuch Piv Shel Oto Rasha. Quickly they had to pour boiling gold, right, into that Rasha, right, into his throat, right, into his mouth to shut him up. Why? Shil Malei Bamalach V'Sitru Al Piv. If he hadn't shut him up and shut his mouth, there's this guy, Bikesh Leganot Kol Shov Tishpachot Shamar David B'Sefer Tehillim. He would have sung such great praises that he would have made David's Tehillim look cheap. He would have carried on, right? And so now, on that there's a Kotzke Rov. I remember what the Kotzke Rov says. The Kotzke is on that one. He says, I read it this morning. He says like this, he says, what's the mashal over here? He says, David HaMelech, at the pits of his despair, Right, he sang praises to Hashem. Nebuchadnezzar, he sang praises to Hashem when he was at the height of his greatness. The question is, would he be able to still sing those praises when he's at the depth of his despair? And it's obviously no, because the next perek, immediately Nebuchadnezzar sings one praise, and then he goes on to talk all about himself. I looked in the perek, look in the perek of Daniel, you'll see it. So it will stop. So that's the vorta over here. So the Gemara is telling us actually he would have carried on, but the Balak stopped him. Okay, whatever you want. Terah Banan, Shishan Nisim Nasubo Toayon. There were six miracles that took place in that day. But anyway, Tzavak Kivshan, the pot, this fiery furnace, came up above the ground, which floated. Venifatza Kivshan, and the walls broke open. Vuhumak Sodor. And Rashi says, yeah, there's a few things about Humak Sodor. We're not going to spend too much time on it, right? He says that basically all the heat fell out. And Nebuchadnezzar, that's why Hanani, Azariah, and Mishael, they were being stuck in the furnace. He put up like a golden statue, made everybody bow down, and they refused to bow down. So he threw them into the furnace, and this got turned up. And the four kings who helped throw these guys into the Kivshan, they were killed, and Yechezkel also made Tchilat HaMeitim epic. And Vakulu Gemara, the Gemara says, this is all Gemara. Va'arba Malchiot Karabi, we're going to pass on the Malchiot, and Yechtiv, Nebuchadnezzar, Malchiot, Shalach, Nemichnashi, but together, Lachta Ashpanya, these words from the Megillah, you can remember Lachta Ashpanya, right, like the runners of the Megillah, but Sanganya, Pachvata, Adragiza, Vagadbay, Vatadavay, Tataya, Vakol, Shtun, Medina, all the heads and the ministers and the provincial leaders and the governor, etc. Uchtiv, Iti, Govrin, Yehudai, Nuchtiv, Mechnashi, Nachstapan, Sagani, Pachvata, Vahadre, Malchiot, Chazin, Nagarbay, etc. Quotes all the psukim there from Daniel, where he got all these four kings together. Okay, let's end it from here.